Television and radio signals of quite another sort are being broadcast from aircraft high above Afghanistan. The Pentagon says Commander Solo airplanes began their missions yesterday. These are flying transmitters, sending messages directly to the Afghan people below. Paul Beaver is a writer for Jane's Defense Weekly. He says the plane does its work by circling at about 20,000 feet.
It does a very lazy figure of eight, and it's an amazing airplane. It's a C-130 Hercules transport. It's a 10-ton capability, big cavernous hold, and inside it's got radio transmitting equipment, and it's really a flying radio station. A lot of local radio stations in Europe and North America, I think, would give their eye teeth for such capability, particularly the transmitter power. And it's actually able to break into known frequencies, so it can jam out the Taliban's own radio and replace it by recorded information about what's happening. And of course, that is in Uzbek and Tajik, in Dari, which are the some of the languages spoken there, and Pashto as well, which is the main majority language.
And television as well?
Yes, it is perfectly capable of showing, again, pre-recorded television tapes, and I presume it could even do lives. But I think the problem with doing a live broadcast from an airplane is that, particularly C-130, does make rather a noise.
These planes have come from a long way away, but they are refuelable in the air, I gather.
Yes, they are. The aircraft probably has the capability of operating from Diageo Garcia and then being refueled in flight there and back again. The only limiting factor then would be probably the amount of hydraulic fluid it could carry and how long the crew could go without eating, I think, is probably the... It could be up there for 12 or 18 hours.
And these aircrafts have been used before in Grenada. You mentioned Kosovo, Haiti.
Yep.
Desert Storm as well, asking Iraqi soldiers to surrender. What would be the message? It is called psychological operation, PSYOPs. What would be the message to the people down in Afghanistan?
NATO doesn't like the term PSYOPs. It sounds a bit like what the Germans did in the Second World War. So they call it information warfare. And basically, it's telling the truth. This isn't black propaganda. It's telling the truth. It's saying, look, there have been air raids. The reason there have been air raids is this. Hand over Osama bin Laden and we won't continue them. It's basically giving the same message, reassurance that this is not a war against Islam, a war against the Afghan people. This is a campaign against Taliban for holding Osama bin Laden, or rather for not expediting his extradition to the United States. It's giving the American view, the coalition, to the people of Afghanistan.
And what's your understanding about how many Afghan people would have, put television aside, just a radio?
Well, there are a lot of radios in Afghanistan, actually a lot more than was originally thought. There are quite a few battery-powered systems, but they're very ingenious people, the Afghans. They're very nice people. They've got a system there of using bicycles to generate power. There's little dynamos on the bicycle can produce enough power as somebody is cycling away to power up a radio so people can listen. And they are habitual radio listeners, and their cousins who live across the border in Pakistan are exactly the same. And, of course, these messages aren't just for the people in Afghanistan. There are nearly 4 million Afghans now in camps in Pakistan, the northwest of the country. And these messages, of course, are just as applicable to those people to try and get to keep them informed and reassure them that they're not in danger. This isn't a war against Afghanistan.
Mr. Beaver, thank you for your time, sir.
My pleasure.
Talking with us from London, Paul Beaver of Jane's Defense Weekly.